is in studio. Everybody just keeps looking at the food. Have you ever seen something so gorgeous you were scared to touch it? Chef Nonto, welcome to the show.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
For coming. Your food smells divine. But I really want to know where the journey started, where your passion for cooking began.
My passion for cooking, I would say, started in grade 3. Mm-hmm. So I was 9 years old when my aunt from Pretoria visited us and she taught me how to make my first tomato gravy.
Oh, nice.
And then from then onwards, I was hooked. But unfortunately, I didn't study culinary studies straight after varsity. I did another qualification, but I recently completed my qualification in culinary arts and pastry at CTIA. Mbombela campus.
Yeah. And look at you now. I mean, let's talk about the journey to you kind of realizing that this is your passion. People will say, I mean, everybody can cook. Mm-hmm. But what was it for you that really made you go, this is something that I want to make my bread and butter because I love it?
I think for me, it's, you know, when you do something and you feel like this is who I'm meant to be. Mm. So I think I found my purpose in cooking. I grew up cooking for my family events, Christmas. I've been cooking for 3 years, but I'm taking a break every Christmas. But I feel like when I'm in the kitchen, I'm fulfilling my purpose. And yeah, this is where I'm supposed to be.
I love that you speak about fulfilling your purpose. So many young girls are struggling to find their purpose, to find themselves, especially in the society that we live in today, where there are so many societal standards of this is the way you're supposed to look. This is the way your social media is supposed to look if you're a chef or, you know. So what do we say to the young girl who is struggling with her purpose right now?
I think everything stems and starts from a point of self-love and just wanting to be in a space where you are constantly bettering yourself,
yeah,
getting to know what it is that makes Mbali or Nontobego Nontobego.
Mm-hmm.
And I think once we can align with what we see ourselves as and yeah, we would like to see ourselves in the near future, we begin to sort of navigate or gravitate towards the things that add more purpose into our lives.
Mm. Let's talk about Tashi's Takeout and La Privée.
Ooh, you said better than me.
La Privée. Don't play with me.
I'm not playing with
Don't
you,
Don't play with me. How did this all begin? I mean, starting a business is no joke.
It's no joke at all. So Tashi's Takeout was more for a need for more, I could say, tasty.
Yeah.
sort of American-inspired meals,
okay,
that I've tried to bring because a lot of our menu items are quite American-inspired with some
that
few South African touches. And it was just more to start my journey and my culinary side of what I do.
Mm.
And I think I try to focus more on things that I would enjoy,
mm-hmm,
when I'm sitting at home or I'm chilling with my friends, because we focus a lot as well as on picnic boxes.
Oh, nice.
We do a lot for Kasilinga Tours.
Oh,
she's
okay,
one of our biggest clients.
Cassandra. We love Cassandra on the show.
I know you guys love her.
Yeah.
So that was just basically what I wanted to try and push with Tashi Takeouts, a place where we can come together, we eat, and we just talk over food and discuss certain things. And then La Privée, Prelet,
yeah,
is something I actually just recently opened because I just finished my qualification a month ago,
mm-hmm,
with CTIA. This one focuses more on private dining, which
nice,
is the dishes that you will see,
okay,
where we plate everything to the client specification, where we want to create an experience because we also own, I co-own with the sun standing over here,
okay,
a deco company.
Nice.
So it all just ties in very nicely where Tashi's is sort of like what you would do when you're doing your little starters.
Yeah.
La Privée is more fine dining for people that want to experience, you know, the comfort of being in your home but at a restaurant level.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh man, I'm so excited. What did you bring for us today?
All right, so today is a taste of everything that we sort of have on hand. On the right-hand side, we've got a creamy potato mash. Mm-hmm. It is a bit garlicky as well. We've got our braised short rib, which we cook for about 3.5 hours with honey glazed carrots. And then we just have a chimichurri sauce around it.
Uh-huh.
And then we also have our barbecue sticky wings, which is our best seller under Tash's Takeout.
Okay.
So the first part that I mentioned is under Le Privé. And then we've got a taco short rib as well. It's braised and it's got all the little other commodities like your onion marmalade,
my favorite,
red onion, salsa, guacamole. And then we've also got our creamy chicken buns, which you guys will have to experience. And then we also have a vanilla panna cotta, which is topped with berry compote.
All right. Now, just before I let you go, one more question. There's a lot of unemployment in the country right now. There are a lot of kids or a lot of the youth who have hands. They've got skill, but because they went to school and they feel like I got this qualification that probably has nothing to do with cooking. Mm-hmm. It's got nothing to do with makeup or you know, doing nails. They feel stuck, mm-hmm. you know. But, you know, they always say we create our own opportunities. What do we say to that young person today who is unemployed? They've got the paper in their hand, but nothing is working out.
Okay. So I follow a lot of business pages on TikTok.
Yeah.
And I think one sort of key message I continuously get is start as small as you can.
Mm.
I mean, with even with Tashi's, we literally started with like 1.5. And I just bought the ingredients and I really wanted to taste the menus. I took it to my friends. They all tasted. They critiqued what they critiqued. I went, I fixed it again. I came back and basically our first batch of orders we were making from the clients' payments.
Yeah.
So it's all about just starting small and then pacing yourself, also surrounding yourself with people that can actually pour into you.
Yeah.
It's not always financial,
yeah.
but maybe can link you to the right people that, you know.
True.
Yeah. So that's, I think it's all
like
about
Rise
starting small.
Yeah,
yeah. Exactly. So it's all about starting small and just believing in yourself.
Absolutely. You know what? From your story, I can tell that you had and have the right support system. You speak about your friends and how they were able to critique you. And I think that's absolutely wonderful.
Yes.
Where can we get you? Social media. Where are you based as well?
Okay. I'm based here in Nelspruit in Mpumalanga.
Mm-hmm.
Currently, we service a lot of guests that are either on vacation around Mpumalanga.
Oh, nice.
You know, with the private chefing services. Like I said, we also tied into our decor as well as Tashi Takeouts. So Tashi Takeout is on Facebook. It's Tashi Takeouts, mm-hmm. just the way that you say it. And then Le Privé Palette is on Instagram. We will link it obviously to our Facebook page in due time.
Yeah.
And then they can WhatsApp me on 074-880-1345.
Okay, so do you do like daily selling? Is that what we call it? Where you sell every single day or do you just take orders?
Yes. So with Tashi Takeouts, it was basically Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays,
okay.
which we're going back to. And then hoping in the near future we do get a space because obviously the dream is to own a few restaurants around
yes.
the world.
Par, thank you very much for coming onto the show. We are about to taste some of your food.
Thank you.
Thingy was going to give us an honest review out of 10. Are you ready, my darling?
100.
I couldn't even wait. I started.
You were not supposed to.
No, but it looks so good.
You weren't supposed to.
Taste it. It does. Okay, I started with the wings.
Uh-huh.
First of all, they look like what I said. They say come here.
Yeah.
And I am Nazman. Wait, let me take one bite.
Okay. And then tell us what you think out of 10.
Not too overpowering with the spices.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you have it down to a science. It's just the right amount there. Delicious. Not too sweet. Love it. So nice.
Okay.
And then I built a taco. Okay, let me taste the taco. Can I go home with you?
I can't
stop you. No words.
That's divine.
You can eat 10 and still.
Yeah.
It's delicious. It's so nice. I like the. What do you call this? This onion.
Oh, it's an onion marmalade.
That thing.
Mabiso ahon. Onion marmalade. You know what? We're going to have to cut it short because we're running out of time. But clearly, your food is fantastic. So we wish you all the best. Happy Women's Month. Thank you both for coming into the studio and bringing us your delicious food. Hlengi, we cannot stop munching. I want to munch. But really, thank you for coming onto the show. And we really wish you all the best. I'm excited to see where you guys are going to be in the next couple of years. I really am. Thank you for coming. Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, Mwaz FM mid mornings. Mpumalanga. Azish.